Welcome to the Virginia Economic Review Podcast.
This is Jason L. Kuby, President and CEO of the Virginia Economic Development Partnership. Our guest today is Jasjeet Singh, the Executive Director of Select USA, a U.S. government program housed within the U.S. Department of Commerce's International Trade Administration that works to attract foreign direct investment to the United States. Jasjeet, I'm really thrilled about speaking with you today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for the kind invite, Jason. I'm really glad to be here. EDOs like yours play such a vital role in attracting foreign direct investment to the United States.
The team here at the Virginia Economic Development Partnership has enjoyed a very close partnership with Select USA and everything that you guys do. For a lot of our readers and listeners, many of them have participated in Select USA's activities. Many of them have certainly heard of it. But for those that don't know it as well, can you just give us kind of a high-level overview of what Select USA does? What's the mission and the vision?
Select USA's predecessor was called Invest in America, which was established in 2007 as the primary U.S. government mechanism to facilitate foreign direct investment. A few years later, President Obama established Select USA via executive order in 2011. Select USA is housed in the U.S. Department of Commerce's International Trade Administration. Our mission is to facilitate job-creating investment into the U.S. and raise awareness of the critical role that foreign direct investment plays in a vibrant U.S. economy. Select USA's investment specialists are headquartered in Washington, D.C., and we work with over 1,300 global staff in the U.S. embassies and consulates around the world, as well as over 100 locations across the United States. Two programs that I'm very proud of, the Select USA Tech Program, is a program that focuses on supporting international startups to find a home in the U.S., and the Select Global Women in Tech Program, which supports international women founders by providing them with mentorship and programming to support their investment journeys into the United States. As you know, through the VEDP, we often go on international roadshows to tout Select USA to foreign companies. There is just such a huge appetite at this moment to invest in America. Our specialists in these international markets are experiencing unmatched interest in our services. So it's really an exciting time to be investing in America.
Give us a sense, if you would, Jasjeet, about how Select USA works with the different states and localities to draw investment. You guys are obviously focused on the United States overall, but how do you work with the different locations across our diverse country?
So we think of our work in this way. We have two types of clients. We have foreign clients that are establishing or expanding their U.S. operations in the United States. And we have the economic development organizations, or EDOs, which include U.S. state, regional, tribal, and local level organizations. We support EDOs specifically in a few ways. One, we provide EDOs with connectivity to international investors through events, which we host year-round, both domestically and internationally, that I know you're familiar with. Second, we also provide EDOs with assistance in navigating the federal government. So many times our EDO partners will need information related to any number of topics, maybe workforce development, site selection planning, visas, permitting, incentives, any number of topics that while Select USA does not lead on those topics, we are happy to provide connections. And third, I mentioned connectivity. Let me highlight the platform that we are best known for, which is the Select USA Investment Summit. This annual summit, which will take place from June 23rd to the 26th, just outside of Washington, D.C. this year, brings together our international clients and our EDOs all under one roof. Last year, we had a record-breaking 4,900 participants, which included 2,300 international companies from 83 different markets. And on the EDO side, we had representation from nearly every EDO at the state and territory level, including 16 governors. This is the single best opportunity for EDOs to gain access directly to international investors. And I routinely hear from EDOs that this is the one event that they do not miss because of the unparalleled lead generation that they get. From an international investor perspective, this summit provides international companies with the opportunity to develop and accelerate their strategies with information from industry experts from over 100 sessions featuring topics like finance, incentives, soft landing programs. These investors can not only meet with the states and territories, but they can take advantage of connecting with accelerators, incubators, and potential funders and partners.
You mentioned that you focus on kind of two different groups, you know, supporting EDOs and other partners in the United States to cultivate FDI, but then also the companies themselves that are considering a location in the U.S. How do you do that? Can you talk a little bit about that other group of international companies that are considering investment decisions in the United States?
So Select USA provides a great number of services to support international companies. We focus on providing our clients with actionable information that can assist a company's business operations in the United States. And this includes a few things. First, we have off-the-shelf products that are available on our website 24/7, such as the Select USA Investor Guide. Our website features market fact sheets, which provide overviews on specific industries within markets, states and territories, and state-specific data on industry investment trends and clusters at the state and local level. And when a company is at the right stage, we also provide businesses with customized reports that are geared towards helping them with this site selection. So these reports offer data on elements that are relevant for a client's site selection decisions, like industry clusters, supply chains, workforce availability, operating costs, infrastructure, logistics, regulations, and federal and state resources for businesses to support their decision-making process. Lastly, just as we do with our EDO clients, we assist our international companies in navigating the U.S. federal system and finding the resources that they need to understand the rules and regulations that are relevant to them.
You've got this great vantage point where you are overseeing a tremendous amount of activity in the single largest magnet for foreign direct investment in the world, the United States. So when you think about these different investment decisions, the companies that are considering investment here, the states that are and localities that are competing for that, what are the biggest factors that drive the success or failure of an FDI project or initiative in the United States?
That's a great question, Jason. Let me say the factors that lead to success are ultimately based on the decisions that are made by each individual investor. But from the government side, our priority is to provide the world's best ecosystem for foreign businesses to thrive here. I'll also say that international investors choose the U.S. for many reasons. For some, it's our access to capital, it's our stable regulatory framework, or our large and diverse consumer market. For others, it's our educated and skilled workforce, our abundant natural resources, or the fact that we have the best platform from which to export and expand your business globally. If innovation is your driver, the U.S. ranks second in the Global Innovation Index, and we're a global leader in green technology, R&D, and healthcare. The average time needed to start a business in the U.S. is 4 days faster than most OECD nations. And it's for these reasons and more that for 11 consecutive years, the United States has ranked as the world's top destination for FDI, reflecting the continued strength and endurance of the U.S. economy.
Now, there's been a lot of focus and a lot of discussion in economic development circles and, of course, business circles and political circles about some of the sort of COVID-era federal incentive programs, the CHIPS Act, the Bipartisan Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, and others. What sort of effect is that having on foreign direct investment activity?
The Biden-Harris administration's Investing in America agenda, which, as you rightly mentioned, powered by historic legislation, the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law, the CHIPS and Science Act, also the Inflation Reduction Act, is helping to create U.S. jobs by attracting FDI into critical sectors and building a robust ecosystem for international businesses to invest throughout the United States. In terms of metrics, the Department of Commerce recently announced that Select USA had crossed $200 billion in client-verified foreign direct investment, supporting more than 200,000 jobs since our inception. Just this past fiscal year, we facilitated more than $55 billion in FDI, supporting more than 35,000 American jobs. That tells you about the dynamic effect that these legislations have had. At Select USA, we are especially supportive of companies in critical industries, such as the clean tech and semiconductor industries, to bring their businesses to America and address supply chain demands. To that point, Select USA has helped to facilitate 14 semiconductor investments worth almost $30 billion, resulting in nearly 5,000 jobs. And TSMC, who I know many of your audience may be familiar with, was supported by Select USA in their $28 billion expansion expansion in Arizona on top of their previously announced investment of $12 billion. This is just a prime example of our ability to address critical industries. So these investments, they tell a story of how the Biden-Harris administration's Invest in America agenda and the historic legislation has been instrumental in attracting important investments across the country.
The impact really is enormous. I wonder if you could just spend a couple more minutes just talking about the sort of industrial trends that you're seeing as the U.S. becomes more active in, you know, at the federal level, not just with the federal incentives that you just mentioned, but just generally speaking, as we think about different foreign direct investment trends. You mentioned several industries already, but what are some of the other industries that are considering investments in the United States?
I think the Biden-Harris administration has been very active in working to support and ensure resilient supply chains. As we've discussed, supply chains that are secure and protected and revitalized and rebuilding, frankly, our domestic manufacturing capacity while maintaining America's competitive edge in research and development and creating good paying U.S. jobs. I highly recommend that your listeners check out invest.gov, a website that is launched by the White House, which illustrates the impact of the record-breaking levels of both public and private investment across the country over the past few years. You look at those investments and you see tremendous growth and emphasis on sectors like clean power, clean energy manufacturing, biomanufacturing, semiconductors, and many more.
The Virginia Economic Development Partnership has enjoyed such a great partnership with you, Jasjeet, and the entire team at Select USA. And I know you're very familiar with Virginia, considering that we're right next door to your office in Washington, D.C. So can you kind of give us your perspective on Virginia and what we bring to the table when it comes to foreign business investment?
Select USA remains geographically neutral, but honestly, we acknowledge what great partners you and your colleagues at the Virginia Economic Development Partnership are and the amazing FDI work that goes on in Virginia. Currently, foreign direct investment into Virginia has supported over 200,000 jobs. And when we look at those numbers, as well as large and small investments in the state of Virginia, like LEGO Group's recent $1 billion manufacturing investment, or the Austrian transportation equipment manufacturer, Placer and Thurow's $43 million investment, it paints a picture that we see reflected across the entire United States, a welcoming landscape with a top-tier economy in a country that welcomes foreign investment from across the world.
Thank you for the extraordinary partnership, and it has been such a pleasure to catch up with you today on the Virginia Economic Review podcast. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jason. My pleasure. I just want to thank you again for having me on your podcast. This has been a great conversation. I really appreciate your insightful questions. It's always a pleasure to connect.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Virginia Economic Development Partnership. Thanks for listening.